Hey, on Thursdays, we like to give our small business shout out, brought to you by the SoCal Gas Company. And today, our small business shout out is Little House Confections.
Liz Roth joins us. And Liz, thanks for the time. Tell us about Little House Confections.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Thank you. I have an olive oil cake company called Little House Confections, and we started in the pandemic. So I started as a charitable campaign in April, and it very quickly blew up and turned into an actual full-blown company, which I am incredibly grateful for. We give back a percentage of the profits to charity, a different local charity, each month. And I sell only olive oil-based cakes. Now I have a bunch of different flavored cakes. And it is very exciting stuff. They're delicious. I actually have a pumpkin spice olive oil cake with very delicious pumpkin frosting for Thanksgiving.
At Little House Confections, where you're going to find Little House Confections on social media.
It's kind of rare that somebody was able to start a business.
I was just going to say, you're the only business that started since March.
I know. Well, you know, I think about that often, actually. It started really out of love and out of a need to. I was watching the news, obviously, just like everybody else, on safer at home orders. And I felt that I had to do something, anything to give back. And the only thing that I really know how to do and know how to do well is bake. And so I just figured, well, I'm going to bake my olive oil cakes and sell them to my family and friends and give all of the proceeds to charity. And I had no expectation, though, of it sort of blowing up all over social media and becoming this sort of monster that it became. And, you know, I am just beyond eternally grateful that it did, because now that I pick a different charity each month for, you know, profits to go back to, it now becomes this really fun thing where people can get involved and learn about different charities, because so many people need so many different things. So it's been really exciting.
What is it about olive oil? What is olive oil replacing in this cake recipe?
Olive oil replaces butter. The cakes are also dairy-free. There are eggs in them, so they're not vegan, but they're completely dairy-free. So olive oil replaces butter, making it a much healthier option and a much lighter option. There are gluten-free and non-gluten-free options for the cake. So a gluten-free flour and an AP flour, which is an all-purpose flour. I prefer the gluten-free option, not because I am gluten-free, because I'm far from it, but because it's a much more moist and delicious cake. And when you eat one of my cakes, and I'm not saying this because I am the baker of the cakes, but they are so light that you can eat the entire cake and not really feel guilt afterwards.
I didn't feel guilt as I downed these cakes today.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I do not feel guilt when I eat them either.
Wait a minute. It says here that you went to Cordon Bleu.
I did. I dropped out, unfortunately, after a few months because I had a broken back. And I could not stand, which is a whole other story that I don't think we have time for. But I did go to Cordon Bleu for about 4 months in 2006.
Well, Liz, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your time today. Your cakes are delicious, and we'll throw up all your information on our social media.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Again, Liz Roth, you bet. Liz Roth with Little House Confections. Little House Confections, where you're going to find it on social media also. And they, with, you know, each of the little cakes, you get a portion of the profits that go to charity. And each card has information about which charity is going to be chosen for the month. So very cool. Liz, thank you for that. Our small business shout out brought to you by SoCal Gas Company.